Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Steve Martin, ProfitPro.us. That's his website. Folks, I encourage you to go there and check it out. ProfitPro.us. You'll find his books there, Instant Profits, also Profit Improvement, and Creative Approaches to Developing a Cost-Effective Organization. Those are books that will help you have the maximum opportunity to put profit on the bottom line. Steve, we got to come back. Next time you come, we got to get back into profit. You're just too valuable. We need you to remind us about some things there. So thank you for being here. Folks, I encourage you to go there, ProfitPro.us. Steve, we're talking about high-value, purpose-driven meetings, and one of the things that you've been finding out is that every one of these meetings, and it's funny how these people seem to migrate, don't they? They seem to be, it's almost like they're, you know how sometimes you feel like you're issued an old vehicle with an old driver in front of it to hold you down, you know, and then they're in front of you and you can't get around them. It's almost like these people are in every meeting, aren't they?
Yeah, the five common time-consuming characters.
The pontificator, the talker, the distracted person, the hijacker, and the good-hearted person. That's me, right? I think everybody would call me the good-hearted person. Don't you think
so? Oh, I think you're good-hearted, but I know you've got the ability to move us down the path. Because as we know, you know, talking profitability, meetings are an essential part of planning and organizing and using your resources efficiently. And
right.
If you don't do it, it kills your profits.
That's right.
And there are at least five of these time-consuming characters that I've seen in meetings that'll just suck the life right out of your profitability in that meeting and just turn it into a big cost. And one of my favorites is the pontificator.
you mean like a talk show host?
Well, yeah, but they want to do it in your meeting and your time on their topic.
Oh, okay. So this is somebody who of course there is another guy called a hijacker. You got him though. He's separate.
Oh, yeah, the hijacker. Yeah, they're going to take over the floor and focus on what they want. Doesn't
right.
matter what your agenda is.
But the pontificator does what?
Oh, I've got my opinion, and boy, you're going to hear it right now. And it doesn't matter what the chair wants or what the group wants or what the purpose is, they're going to get their point out there. And it takes very strong leadership to redirect them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you've done your preparation properly and everybody knows what the purpose and the expectations are of the meeting and what their roles are, the body, the group of the people there will help the chair shut the pontificator down and the hijacker, put them in their corner so that they don't distract from the purpose of the
meeting. Those two walk in and say, you know, I've been thinking about this meeting and I've decided that so-and-so is so-and-so, and they basically can derail the whole spirit of your meeting.
They
exactly. hijack your values and your purpose, don't they?
Yes, they really do. And even the more benign person, the talker, who just mm-hmm. doesn't have a sense of time, loves the gory details. We see them, and there's no malice.
The talker that gets me is the one who won't get to the point. They have something to say.
That's right.
They have something to say. I'd like to hear it, but come on, cut to the chase here.
Well,
while we're young, that's what I always say.
Yeah, they're the one you ask for the name, their name, their business purpose, and
right.
the objective, and they give you their entire biography.
Right, exactly.
Before they get to it.
Right.
Yeah.
What about the technology?
Oh, Jim, I think the cell phone is the bane
and
of
the
efficient, effective meetings.
And the iPad.
Even if it's just two people, because they're so distracted. you know, I ran a meeting one time. It happened to be overseas. People had paid thousands of dollars to be there, and I made it clear that if anybody had any questions, they should ask them, and I would address them immediately. Mm-hmm. And there were a couple people in the back playing with their cell phones.
Oh,
you know
wow.
what? Yep. When I read their reviews, they said, well, you didn't answer my question.
Oh.
And, of course, the reality was they never asked it.
Right.
They never asked the one
Maybe
question.
They were, the you know what they were doing, Steve? They were tweeting. They had your Twitter account. They were tweeting to your Twitter account. The very idea that you would be conducting this meeting and not checking your Twitter account, I can't understand that, Steve.
I know. It's crazy.
Hey, Steve, I got to wrap it up. Can they find this article on your website?
Yes, on my blog. So
blog.
Just go to profitpro.us and
the
blog.
Look for Steve's blog. You'll find this list.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.